Carolina survived an intense overtime thriller against Vancouver, showcasing their resilience and competitive spirit. The Hurricanes maintained composure despite only holding the lead for 4 minutes throughout the game. Vancouver capitalized on Carolina's mistakes early, with Max Sasson and Elias Pettersson scoring in the first period. However, Andrei Svechnikov shone brightly for the Canes, netting 2 goals and an assist, including a crucial power play goal following a forced turnover by Sebastian Aho and Seth Jarvis. The second period saw Carolina outshoot Vancouver 18-8 but struggled with penalties, leading to Connor Garland's power play goal that temporarily gave Vancouver the lead. Alternate captain Jordan Martinook expressed confidence in the team's performance, suggesting they were on the right path. The third period was a dominant display by the Hurricanes, limiting Vancouver to just 4 shots while controlling possession. Carolina's relentless pressure paid off when Taylor Hall, celebrating his birthday, tied the game with a goal that reflected their strong passing and puck control. As the game moved into overtime, Vancouver initially held the advantage, controlling the puck but only managing 1 shot on Carolina's Pyotr Kochetkov. Once the Hurricanes regained control, it felt like a goal was imminent. Jackson Blake created the first opportunity, followed by chances from Shane Gostisbehere and Nikolai Ehlers. Ultimately, Sebastian Aho, the franchise's all-time leading scorer in overtime, clinched the win with a precise shot to the blocker side. According to MoneyPuck.com, Carolina had a deserve-to-win percentage of 89.3%, illustrating their dominance in shots and possession. Despite the victory, the injury bug struck again, with Jarvis suffering a high stick incident and Jesperi Kotkaniemi leaving with an ankle injury. Fans should stay tuned to Canes Country for updates ahead of tomorrow's game, including the status of the injured players.